Thank you, and thank you, Sean. I think I've been described as many things in the past weeks, but probably the most appropriate is the Green who took the stocks out of the Birkenstocks. Coming back to the issue at hand today, there's been a huge amount of discussion of Carrick Mines, in particular over the last year, and it's regrettable that a huge amount of that discussion didn't take place previous to that. But I think it is very difficult for the layperson, and it's very difficult for the general public, to find out what is going on their behalf. And I think a lot of the pre-planning, a lot of the environmental impact statements take place very much in isolation to the communities that surround them, or indeed to the politicians who you would hope to be well informed on this issue. It's regrettable that we found out an awful lot very late in the day, and I think if there is a lesson from Carrick Mines, it is that we need to involve people in decision making and get better studies done far earlier on in the planning process. Just for a moment, I want to make a comparison between how the National Roads Authority operates, the NRA, and how it operates, and a similarly named organisation in the United States, the NRA, and the National Riflemen's Association. Because I do think that there are some kind of similar principles in operation. They both claim to take the high ground on these issues. They both claim that their principles are based on long-established principles that go back to the mists of time. The NRA in the States believes in the right to bear arms. I think the NRA in Ireland believes in the right to build roundabouts. And I think this kind of strong belief in what they are doing runs through both organisations. And much as Michael Moore in the film Bowling for Columbine pointed out that maybe there's a need for the NRA in the States to change, I believe that there's a need for the NRA in Ireland to change. To change its mission statement to take on board the principles of sustainable development, and indeed to engage in a much more consultative arrangement with the communities and the organisations that it involves itself with. And I do think that the NRA has been very kind of resolute, along with Dunleary Rathdown County Council, in saying this must happen, it has to happen, we've come up with the plans and we can't change it. But I do think it is possible to change, and a lot of the options that have been discussed up to now show how we can make simple changes in the layout of the junction at Carrick Mines. Some of the spectrum of those changes have been discussed over the course of the last year. People have spoken about going above the archaeology with the flyover, tunnelling under the archaeology underneath. I think both of those are very extreme measures, and I don't think they're workable. But I do think that the measures that have been spoken about more recently of bending the road strikes a very strong chord amongst the general public. And I do believe that politically that is a feasible choice. I also believe that if this is done in association with reducing the scale and the complexity of the road junction at Carrick Mines, it is possible to find a realistic solution to the challenge that is out there. I don't think it's going to be easy, and I don't think we can simply redraw the junction overnight and proceed with it tomorrow. But I do think that it's remiss, to be mild about it, I do think it's remiss of the NRA and of the County Council not to be looking in detail at those options at this stage. Because if they had seriously considered these options a year ago, we would be much further down the road to getting a workable solution that would allow the motorway to continue and to continue within the very near future. And I do think that the kind of drawings we're looking at on the map there, while the kind of the plan view does perhaps simplify the proposed arrangement, and we do have to deal with the contours of the site, we do have to deal with the legal complexities of dealing with the adjoining landowners, I still believe that it's possible within a relatively short time frame to propose an alternative that works, that gets the road built within the next few years and gets the castle preserved. And I think that that can be done. It may well require a new inquiry. It may well require land acquisition. But it in no way is similar to the very long and protracted public inquiry that took place over the original road, because the original public inquiry involved many kilometres of roadway. Here we only have to deal with a relatively short section, a few hundred metres in length, and we only have to deal with a very limited amount of landowners. I would of course point out that Shane Ross is one of those landowners, but I'm sure he'll be amenable to allowing the road to move slightly closer to his own property. On the wider issue that Victor commented on, this whole thing of a critical infrastructural bill coming through the Dáil in the autumn, I agree that we do need to speed up projects, but I do think that can be done and that without compromising the archaeology or the wider environmental issues that are out there in Ireland today. Commentators very often like pointing out that a snail is holding up a bypass, or that salmon are holding up something else. But I think in doing so, they belittle the whole wider environmental implications of these projects that have to be taken on board if we are to take our obligations not only to ourselves and to our communities, but to future generations seriously. And I think the kind of the rush and the pace of the Celtic Tiger over the last few years will be forgotten about in a generation's time. And I do think that we will look back to the late 90s and early 21st century and say, why did we go so fast and destroy so much in order to deliver so little? And I do think we have to think long and hard about making very rapid decisions. And I think to look at a castle that has stood there for half a millennia and to say, no, it has to be completed tomorrow or by the end of this year, is to really belittle the value of archaeology and the cultural inheritance that we are custodians for future generations. To conclude, I do believe that there is a realistic alternative out there. I believe Vincent and Sean and others have illustrated that, and that must be investigated. But I might end up by just thinking about the kind of the idea of what this whole Carrick Mines Valley could be. And I grew up just a little bit further south in Shankill, and I'm aware of the fantastic archaeological heritage all the way along this valley, from the Dolmans, from the Cromlochs, further down Carrickbrennan Road, to the rich archaeological sites to the north of this. And I remember about 4 years ago visiting a ring fort that is situated where the business park is being currently built at Cherrywood, and looking at this incredibly rich archaeology of the ring fort and the burial sites, and then watching the kind of the earth moving equipment arriving up and building some very mediocre buildings. And I thought to myself, surely to God we can safeguard this archaeology for future generations and have some kind of an archaeological trail that goes all the way down the Shangana River, all the way up through Carrick Mines. And surely there must be a way for development to take place, for the M50 road to be completed, and also to safeguard the archaeology. And really to finish up by quoting the phrase that has been doing the rounds, I'm not sure who came up with it first, Sean or Vincent or others, which is that the road can move, but the castle can't. And I think therein lies the solution to this. I don't think it's a complex solution. I don't think it's an elusive solution. I think it can be delivered, and I think that it will delay the completion of the M50 motorway very little, if at all. And I would hope that the political will be there. I think we have to face up to the Olivia Mitchells of this world and say, look, we do need to complete it, but it can be done and we can safeguard the castle. And I think by having you here this evening and by having a meeting like this, it shows that this is possible. Thank you.